you about to get there, Sambo? Yeah, he said, I hold right here somewhere. It was dark, you know. He finally found where that plank was at, and so he got on the inside, and so he got two friars. Well, he somewhere another let him squall, you know. Well, I was going to stand in the hole and take him as he, you know, he's going to hand them out to me, you know, and I was going to take him. And I was too big, couldn't get through the hole, you know. I was like, and so he hit that hole so hard, he run over me, and right down them a couple of birds, and I went. And he run over me and off down across the cornfield he went. And this ain't no big old lie either, this is the truth. And I could hear him running down that cornstalk road, and I said, I couldn't holler and tell him, wait a minute, no, because I'm afraid the man is going to shoot us. And he said, I hear him coming, said he's got it, he's getting his gun. And out that hole he come. And I'd run, and whenever I'd stop running, well, he'd be running. And when I'd run, when he'd stop, well, I'd be running. And he'd think that fella's after him. And I don't know how far we run down across that cornfield, maybe a half mile. And finally he stopped. He said, is that you, Governor? I said, yeah. I said, why are you running so far? I said, I could never caught up. He said, I thought you was that guy with that gun. But he still had his two chickens.
Well, where did you come
from? Well, we went to his sister's house, and we had a fried chicken that night about midnight.
Oh.
And they were real good, all right. But I told him, I said, I ain't going to stand the hole no more while you hand the chickens out to me. Yeah, that's the way me and him stole some watermelon one night, and the man come out there, and he caught us out there in the field. And you know, it's one of the people don't get killed sometimes. And he said, I hear that man coming, them little shepherds, no little fives, they're just barking up a storm. It's one of them hadn't come to us. Said, I'd been barring them squirrel hunting. And we lay down in the middle. It wasn't long until we could hear him go down the middle, and then we'd hear him go down the middle. We went down the middle, we went the other way with a watermelon. We had one apiece. We stayed with our watermelons. And he never did catch us, but that old man shot us that night.
Oh.
Me and my brother and two more boys, two of the war boys, stole some one night. Lord, not done it, no. We were supposed to be in church. But they went and got two, and then they went back and got two more while we was coming around there and pick them up. And come to find out, they stole the old man's seed watermelons. I told them, I said, y'all ought not got the old man's seed watermelons.
Oh.
And a few days, we found out that the old gentleman raised the watermelon. He said, you know, said somebody got my seed watermelon. Said, I wouldn't care if they'd got them others, but said they got my seed watermelon. Of course, them boys got the biggest ones they could find, and that happened to be the seed watermelon. And we didn't eat half of them melons. We got four and couldn't even eat two of them.
You got four?
Yeah, they went back and got, they just could carry one at a time. But they brought two out and then went back and got two more, and that was four. And there was just four of us, and we was going to have a watermelon piece, but we couldn't eat them. One watermelon would have been about all four.
That would have been about, Yeah. Oh, well now, what would they use to sweep with?
Well, that was something that they raised a long time ago that we still raise, is the broom straw.
Oh.
We still have the same, I got one out the pump house there that the Power and Light Company sells. They're big old straw brooms, regular old, where they raise the straw, you know, raise the broom straw and make them. But they used to have, there'd be some old man in the country that learned how to make brooms. And he'd make brooms and handle them and everything. But they use the same thing now as they did then to make the brooms out of. It's the same straw. They grow it. It grows.
Now, when they would be sweeping, what would they say they were doing to the house?
Well, I guess they must have been what they call it was sweeping. They wouldn't be mopping.
They wouldn't be mopping. No. But would they say, now if they were talking about their housework, like if your mother said she had to do some housework because somebody was coming, would she say, I've got to...
Well, she must be a house cleaning or a house sweeping or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now they would use those big brooms. They'd be round brooms. Now they're oblong. They're a little.